And welcome back. And we're back. Yay. We're in the final phase of today, and we will not probably in the 43 minutes, we probably won't get to zero today, and we're doing great. We're doing really great, and there just are a lot of them, and we've added new things to the clearing, so don't be disappointed that we didn't get to zero, even though that was the plan. Had we not added all the extra things in, we might have gotten to zero, but you know what? We're doing a bigger and even more thorough clean out than we have in the past. So just more layers. So yay! Yeah, and in the 20 percentile of clear on aliens, so I would say that you should start feeling somewhat brighter. I noticed that it's like a little bit more light in your eyes, like maybe you feel like the light is coming out of your eyeballs a little bit more. That kind of experience might happen. But just generally, you should feel lighter. Now, since we're not getting to zero tonight, probably, likely, I want you to, you know, really understand that the "this is not me" will be very important. And it's interesting. So this is not me. If you have pressure, if you have dizziness, if you have nausea, anything, I mean, take good care of your body, but the "this is not me" is going to help a lot. Understand that there are spiritual parasites that haven't been removed yet, and they may be a little rambunctious. And just be very gentle with yourself. Drink water, rest, you know, really... if you can use the meditation dynamism, if you have it, it's in the Quantum Healing Secrets. A lot of you, I think, have gotten the Quantum Healing Secrets program. So that has dynamism in it, and that would be good for you to use. Okay, let's see. Just keep pumping. You know, when I started teaching three-hour classes and we'd take a break, we just would have a blank screen or we'd have the empty chair. And people were like, "What happened? Didn't I?" So now we always have, we have it on the chat box. We have it up there. And we have a sign that says we're on a break. So we don't distrust anybody. In case you were kind of zoning and all of a sudden... I wasn't talking and there was a blank screen. The class is not over. Let's see what else I have here up my sleeve. Well, you guys liked In the Stillness. Let's do that one. You liked Goodness and Mercy. Yeah, let's do a few more. Okay, so in the stillness, in the quiet, in the open heart, there I am. In the stillness, in the quiet, in the open heart, there I am. I am essence. I am breath. I am light, a God. I am, I am. I've never felt this great before. There are More bug loose.
And there are more bugs. I know, Elizabeth, amazing. Okay, that's right. This keeps getting better. All right, so we're going to do in the stillness, in the quiet, in the open heart, there I am. And then the second part of it is, I am essence, I am breath, I am light of God, I am, I am. I am essence, I am breath, I am light of God, I am, I am. In the stillness, in the quiet, in the open heart, there I am. I am essence, I am breath, I am light of God, I am, I am. In the stillness, in the quiet, in the open heart, there I am, I am essence, I am breath, I am light of God, I am, I am in the stillness, in the quiet, in the open heart, there I am, I am essence, I am breath, I am light of God, I am, I am. I like it. I did record this. I don't think it got on an album, but I had so much fun one afternoon because I harmonized with myself, and there's like 20 ways you can harmonize with this chant. So it's really, really fun to, you know, have the headphones on, and then he dropped the next layer in and the next layer in, and ended up having like 6-part harmony on this one. It was very, very pretty. Let's do, thank you, let's do goodness and mercy. You know, it'll be really fun. I think tomorrow, if you guys get on the phone line, we'll unmute when we sing so we can hear each other's voices. So if you're up for that, that would be super fun for me to hear you guys singing with me. I would so adore that. So if you're up for it, you know, tomorrow morning, opt in. Both come in on the live stream and then get your phone hooked up and so we can unmute you and we can all sing together. So goodness and mercy, it goes, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. I think we did this yesterday or the day before. And then all that I am and all that I can be is expanding from this mystery, and then surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. And then the second verse, all that I want and all I'll ever need is flowing from this loving seed, and then again, surely goodness and mercy. Oh, good. Well, we've got one yes on sing-along. So Elizabeth's the only joiner so far. But it doesn't sound so good during the Pilates pump. Who cares? Heather, yes. Jyoti, yes. Okay, good. We got a few people. Okay. Good. So.
at least four of the 24 people are going to sing with me. That would be good. You guys are the instigators, probably. You're the ones who keep saying, sing, 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 right? The other ones are, oh, my gosh. Okay, if you guys are going to sing, I'll listen. Is everybody singing? I don't know, but I know a few of you are. Okay. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Should we do that again? Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Okay, now we'll go into the first verse. All that I am and all that I can be is expanding from this mystery. So let's do that together again. All that I am and all that I can be is expanding from this mystery. And then back to the regular, the chorus. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. And then the second verse is, all that I want and all I'll ever need is flowing from this loving seed. So sing with me. All that I want and all I'll ever need is flowing from this loving seed. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Beautiful. I heard you. Okay. 34% clear on aliens. And it's 2:31. We have about 30 minutes left. 34% clear. We are indeed making progress. Yes, yes, yes. Such an interesting thing when you think about sharing a body with a spirit, and, you know, a lot of the teachers got famous by channeling, and Lazarus and Esther Hicks, Abraham, those are channels. There are many people who channel spirits, and those are beings without bodies. Abraham was a group of six beings, and they're quite lovely.
They vibrate at the energy vibration of 600. And very inspiring. And then you have to, I know I had a fiancé way back when who wanted me to help him channel. And I said, you know, I don't really believe in channeling. I believe that we are supposed to own our body and own our mind, and that we are supposed to speak our own divine truths, that we're supposed to be in such a place of being able to sit still and know who we are, and then study or remember whatever that is, whatever steps you need to take to access your own divine wisdom, and teach from your own heart and not necessarily from some beings that are channeling through you, so you don't get to fulfill your mission. You're helping them with their project, which there are very good projects. I mean, the beings that are channeling and the people who are agreeing to channel, they're all wonderful, I'm sure. But I just really want you to think of this opportunity in the body of being a sovereign nation of sorts, that you are unto yourself divine and magnificent and need not bring anyone else in to be extraordinary and to have enlightened divine wisdom. This process of removing spiritual parasites from the body for a day or two, it really does elevate you, because you aren't all of that chatter, that noise, that lower energy vibration. And if you feel like you're addicted to, you know, violent shows or TV, you feel like you keep going for sugar and you don't want to, you're like in your mind saying, no, this is not me. And then it's still, you know, you're still stepping into that, or, you know, having behaviors that don't make sense, whether they're drinking or, bordering sex addiction or food addiction. Those are stimulated. All those things are stimulated by spiritual parasites. So, yes, you can have the addiction gene. You can have it in curses and soul contracts and things like that, but you clear that out, you still have to clear the spiritual parasites who are stimulating it, and we are doing that. We are clearing them out. So there's a lot of freedom that comes when you don't have other spirits occupying your body and having some say in who you are and how your life plays out. When does your CD come out? Heather, there are probably 4 music CDs on the website already. We sell them now as MP3 uploads. There's Gratitude, which is beautiful Indian music that I've sang. The Message is Rumi love poetry. Pleasures and Illumination. Illumination is just harp, and Pleasures has 4 of these songs on it. And I'm sure more to come. I need not to be working so many hours in this business so I can get my art and my music and dance kind of rocking again. Went through the last year of working like 10, 12-hour days. And, yeah, let's see, there's not a lot of room for playing and celebrating, and that's what I'm bringing back into my life. And you guys are helping me do that, too. Thank you. I have felt this and always had such a resistance to channeling. Good girl, Elizabeth. I want to experience my own magnificence. Fantastic, Vanya. Is dark chocolate a form from time to time? Dark chocolate is fine as long as you're not addicted to it. We're just talking about excess. Dark chocolate is good. I found that you can buy dark chocolate without sugar. It can be stevia sweetened, which has no glycemic impact, and it's delicious. I like it. So don't have it all the time, but I love chocolate. I have to laugh. Now we're at the end of the class and we're just pumping away. You're talking about dark chocolate, and I recently dated someone for 6 weeks, and I told him, hey, you know, I love chocolate, dark chocolate, I love mangoes, and I love flowers, and I don't need jewelry, I don't need fancy things, but, you know, if you brought me a mango or some chocolates or some flowers, you'd get a lot of brownie points. And the funny guy, he said, I'm not really a flower guy. So he brings me wine. I don't drink wine. He brought me 2 bottles of wine, and I had told him I don't drink. And he goes, well, I didn't want to show up empty-handed. And I said, okay, just know that you're bringing this for yourself. Isn't that funny? Sometimes it's so interesting on the giving gifts and receiving gifts, being able to really help your partner give you gifts. But if they're in their own way and they've got some idea that they have to give the gifts that are programmed in to them, you know, it's probably not a match for you. And then receiving the gift, you know, when somebody gives you a gift, they hand you this gift and you receive it. And, you know, I think when you get a gift, like, say, can I open it now? Would that be okay? And if they say yes, then I want you to really look at the bag and appreciate that they picked out this bag. It might be a bag that they spent $6 or $8 on, or some ribbons or whatever package. Wow, it's the package itself is a gift. Thank you so much. And then you take the little gift out of the package, whatever it is, and think about it for just a minute. Really appreciate, look at it, think about it, and think about what they were thinking about when they got this for you. So thank you so much. You know, I really love lipstick, and I've worn it since I was a teenager, and I just wear it every day. And I so appreciate you picking this out for me. How did you know? I mean, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I love this color. This is going to go really well with an outfit I have. Oh, my gosh, it's like you read my mind. Thank you so much. I love it. Thank you. This is just perfect. People just don't know how to receive gifts, and so when you receive a gift, really where you acknowledge the person, you've given the gift back to them. And really, so few people really have that sense of being received or understood, and even if it's a gift that you're not fond of, you got a gift that, oh, what the heck am I going to do with this? Stop that noise in your head. Wow, this is so interesting. Thank you so much. I know that you really love me and you care about me, and you were trying to get me something really magnificent. And I get it. Thank you. I feel so loved and so cherished. Thank you so much for this beautiful gift and for the thought behind it. You are such a treasure in my life. And that's how you can handle something that you probably won't do anything with because it's maybe not your style. But you can still really acknowledge them and tell them that you feel cherished and that you feel loved. Thank you for this gift. I always get to do a gift lesson at some point during the diamond class, right? Yay. Okay. My computer has gone way far away from me as the light keeps changing and I keep moving back. Alyssa has made a ton of progress on the obsessive compulsive eating disorder after the major clearing we did. Yay. And Elise. And Elise is both a VIP client and a returning graduate from the Diamond Program. And, boy, you're making a lot of progress. And she's one of our younger students. She's in her early 20s. Yay. So we love Elise. Okay. I'm not a big flower guy. What? Yeah, Elizabeth, right. Is that crazy? I mean, he only lasted 6 weeks. He couldn't step up to the goddess podium properly. So, okay, let's see. What else about this? Oh, good. Vanya's sweets have gone away. The desire to eat sweets, that's fantastic. Okay, I have to take receiving lessons. I have receiving lessons to take from Elizabeth. I'm learning how to receive too. Beautiful. Those are pearls of wisdom. Thank you. You're welcome, Alex. And I don't have sugar cravings anymore. Yay. Fantastic. Yeah. You know what? When you receive that way, rather than being embarrassed or putting it to the side and kind of looking at it half-heartedly, you've given such a huge gift to the person who's giving to you. And it'll make their day. It might make their week. Ah, I did it. I made her happy. Or I touched the magic spot. And they can walk around. You know, guys, their chest puffs up and they feel like the king. You've seen it. You know, when they've really done something good, they puff up their chest. They're like, I did it. I made her happy. Nothing makes me happier to see that that kind of sense of satisfaction and pride. I love it. Some ginger tea, 3 ginger tea from Puka. I like that tea a lot. I love ginger. Oh, beautiful, Jyoti. You're welcome. It just came through. And I do, most diamond classes I do teach receiving. It's a funny thing. We give and we clear and we clean and we regenerate and we can't receive. And when it comes to gifts, it's important to know how to actually just take it on. And then when you take it on, like you're giving them the gift by receiving properly, you make them feel happy, then it's really fun, isn't it? It's not just all about you. It's about you receiving something and accepting it and then really acknowledging them so that you're giving them the gift back. So, yay, I'm so happy that touched your heart. That's good. Okay, 15 more minutes. 15 more minutes. I might be able to. I'm starting to really kind of lose my voice, but let's try one more song. This one is Soft the Night, Sweet the Spirit. I think we might have sang this one already, too. Gentle voices call our song. We are magic. We are wonder. It's the call to lighten, a call to lighten. When we live beyond the veil, humankind, please raise your thoughts. Bring a plane of peace and love. We, the guardians of the pilgrims, we, the authors of the play. So let's do that one. Soft the night and sweet the spirit. Soft the night and sweet the spirit. Gentle voices call our song. Gentle voices call our song. We are wonder. We are magic when we live beyond the veil. We are wonder, we are magic when we live beyond the veil. Humankind, please raise your thoughts. Humankind, please raise your thoughts. Bring a plane of peace and love. Bring a plane of peace and love. We the guardians of the pilgrims. We the guardians of the pilgrims. We the authors of the play. We the authors of the play.
Yay, a call to lighten. Beautiful.
It is amazing all the ways we love each other conditionally, and all of our ideas of love we get programmed with. It's true. It's true. See, what we can do, She Comes to Me One More Time, too. That's the song to Mother Mary in the morning. She comes to me in early morning. She comes to me in early morning, when all is quiet, when all is quiet, when all is quiet, when all is quiet, before the birds have awakened, before the birds have awakened to sing their sweet song, to sing their sweet song, to sing their sweet song, to sing their sweet song. There she is, my holy mother. There she is, my holy mother, giving me comfort, giving me sweet rest, giving me comfort, giving me sweet rest. I long to be with her, to serve her in spirit. I long to be with her, to serve her in spirit. I long to take refuge from this human form. I long to take refuge from this human form. Who cares when ones of us are struggling? Who cares when ones of us are struggling? When life feels so desperate, 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 who cares for the broken-hearted? Who for the brokenhearted, who cares for my soul, who cares for my soul, who cares for my soul, who cares for my soul. When all is quiet, when all is quiet, she cares for my soul. She cares for my soul. Yay! Let's see where we are with the spiritual parasites. Let's see, so we're looking at all the whole alien picture. 71% clear. All right. So we'll pump for another 7 minutes, and then we'll start up tomorrow morning right away, and we will finish up spiritual parasites after our morning meditation. And actually, I wonder, should we do meditation? Just keep pumping. Okay, we'll just keep pumping today. But we'll do a morning meditation, and then we'll go right back into the spiritual parasite clearing, and we'll get it all done. And I think it would be important to just spend a little bit of time teaching you how to clear technology, how to clear the house, how to clear your bedroom, how to clear your checkbook. We might have another half an hour after we get done with aliens that we cover those topics too. I think those are important, so that you really know what you're doing when it comes to spiritual parasites and you have some freedom there. Yes, please. Okay, good. Moving energy, that's it. I actually feel really energized still. Good. Hope you guys feel good too. Good, Renee. We can do a short closing meditation. I had tested that we should just keep clearing, but let's see. No, I think no closing meditation today. I'm just kidding that we just need to keep clearing. I think the more we can clear before we end this call, the better shape you guys will be in when you go to sleep and have the rest of your time together. So let's just keep clearing for a little, the last few minutes. And then we'll have a really wonderful beginning meditation tomorrow. And we've done all this singing, so that's a kind of meditation, isn't it? Well, I know what we could do. Keep pumping and just take a few breaths in and out. And as you breathe in positive energy. And as you breathe out any negativity, worry, or concern. Breathing in and out and sending your grounding cord to the base of the, from the base of the spine to the center of the earth. Set the grounding cord on release and release any excess energy, maybe from all this releasing we've been doing today. Just release it all down the grounding cord. pulling your aura to 18 inches around your body, opening your feet to earth energy, bringing earth energy up through your feet, ankles, shins, calves, knees, thighs, and out the hips and down the grounding cord, and then bringing a line of energy from the universe into the back of your head, 1 inch above where the spine meets the skull. And bring that energy down through your neck and shoulders, arms, elbows, forearms, out the wrists, hands, and fingertips. And bringing more of that energy down through your back channels, and then looping up through the chest and out the top of the head like a beautiful Italian fountain. Breathing in and out, breathing in and out, rubbing your hands together, taking a break from the pumping, creating some heat in your hands if they're not already heated up. Put your heart, hands over your heart, right hand over left in the universal mudra of self-love and self-affinity. Affirm to yourself, I love myself, I trust myself, I express my unique self. And just allow that love, new level of trust and permission to express, to flood through your body, knowing that all is well in your wonderful world. And breathing in and out. And if you've let your eyes close, you can open your eyes, continue pumping. We have another minute or so of pumping. So have any weird disasters, you can send me an email, julierenee@julierenee.com. Anything really crazy going on, I will check a few times during the evening, not in my middle of the night. I will sleep through the night, but I do respond and help. So if there's anything at all that really seems like, oh, I don't know if I'm supposed to be throwing up tonight, you can contact me. We can look. Is it the flu, or is there something going on with spiritual parasites, and we can take care of that. So that's certainly an opportunity if you have something really off track. But otherwise, you're going to feel pressure, you might get a little headache, you might feel tired, you might feel energized, you might feel wonderful. So all of those are possibilities. Let's see where we got. We got to 76% clear. So, and you could keep pumping tonight if you wanted to pump for another couple hours, you could do that. And just keep working on removing all of that alien stuff. You'll be getting the replay, and you'll get the PowerPoint for today. So all of the slides from today, you'll be getting those too. So you'll have that forever. And I love you. It's been a super fun day. We've done a lot. We've done more than I've ever done on spiritual parasite clearing. So just pat yourself on the back. You got through the day. I'm going to see you tomorrow. And pleasant dreams. Have a really relaxed, peaceful time. Like I said, there's still some parasites in everybody's base, alien kind of stuff, and they're disturbed. So we want to just be mellow now, right? Just mellow. Okay, I see lots of comments. Chanting is a kind of meditation. Uh-huh. And we're not going to address bladder issues with spiritual parasites, at least not right now. But I would bring that up probably on the regeneration day. So that would be where we'd probably look at that. Okay, you guys, I love you. God bless you. We will see you tomorrow bright and early with bunny tails on. And we'll be singing together, hopefully, some of the time. We'll have the phone lines open so we can hear each other. Okay, love you. Bye-bye for now.